minute I saw Kim Kardashian and Kanye West possibly divorcing, I was like, we got to get Ollie Coleman on, because not only just because you're from Page Six, but also you and I have discussed Kim Kardashian and the Kardashians many times. You've written extensively about her. I think you are, I would call you a Kim Kardashian expert. Would you say you are?
Oh, fine. Yeah.
Okay. So give us the latest on the divorce, and then I'd love to know your thoughts on it.
So yeah, my colleagues, Mara Ziegler and Emily Smith, broke this yesterday that after a great deal of, well, not just speculation that they're going to break up, almost, you know, they've almost kind of, they flirted with it, with acknowledging it publicly already. Yeah, we broke that they are, you know, finally headed for their divorce. Kim's second divorce now, and Kanye's first.
Right. Kim's second, right, this is her third marriage.
Third divorce.
Yeah, third divorce, right. And Kanye was married before Kim Kardashian? I don't remember.
No,
he wasn't. Okay, he was with Amber Rose for a long time, but they were never married, correct?
Right.
Yeah. So, like, who do you think initiated? Do you think it's all the stories we've been hearing about Kanye for so long, like, not just that he was, like, falling apart mentally, but that financially he'd fallen apart? Like, I think when the relationship started, he was the bigger star, and then I think that switched. And I think, for me, I think that may be at the root of what happened, that she no longer respects him or sees him in the same way she did when she first met him. Do you think it has anything to do with that?
I think that, you know, with those two people, ego is going to be obviously a big part of anything at all. I think in some ways that's true. I think that, though, in the end, his mental health issues combined with his tendency to be incredibly kind of outspoken and candid meant that it was just kind of untenable, especially for someone like Kim Kardashian, who has to manage her public perception so carefully. And I think it just got too much to cope with.
Right. And one of the other things that your colleagues had said in the Page Six piece that broke the story about the Kim and Kanye divorce, they made an interesting point that I think I definitely connected to. They basically had said that he is very disparaging to her family. Her reality show, calling the mom Chris Jong-un. You know, she's very close with her family. She's not one of these people that can just slough that off. Like, her family is really important to her. The sisters, they're always together. They seem like, I mean, whether it's just for show or not, they do seem very close. That felt like hitting below the belt to me.
Yeah, but I also think that at times he's been very close with her family as well. And I think that's probably something that's fluctuated in the same way that his relationship with her has fluctuated. Clearly, he doesn't like feeling controlled. You know, he's kind of said as much. He's said that he felt like Kim and Chris were pressuring him into, you know, being committed or getting some kind of hold because of the psychiatric problems. You know, and if you don't like being controlled, Chris Jenner is not the person to be spending time with. You know,
right.
she is, you know, and some of the people who have been with members of that family, I think, have really benefited from that kind of control. Like Scott Disick, I would say, Lamar Odom in to some degree. But I think, and at times Kanye, but I think that he, has trouble being in that situation.
So has there been any speculation on what's going to happen to the kids?
No. I mean, not that we've thus far reported. We haven't heard, however, that there's, you know, I think they're both very committed parents. We haven't heard anything so far to suggest that there's going to be any kind of battle over them. I'm just speculating this right now, but I would think that Kim would probably want primary custody of them, just because Kanye is so, you know, because of his particular condition, pretty volatile.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's admitted to being a non-medicated bipolar. What judge is going to look at that situation and say joint custody?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I think on paper it'll be pretty one-sided, but I think in practice, I think that they'll probably be pretty good co-parents.
And you brought up Scott Disick and Lamar Odom. I'm glad you did, because you guys also have an article today in Page Six I thought was really, really timely and so astute. I hadn't really thought about it. The men in the Kardashian universe have all been like co-stars. You know, they probably have a lot to deal with. And it goes against all of that male ego stuff or that like man in charge, because they're never in charge. They're always secondary to the women they're with. And I wonder how much that has to do with some of the downfall of those relationships, like battle that goes on with, you know, men, especially like athletes and, you know, just thinking about who you should be versus who these women kind of the mold they sort of fit them into.
Yeah, I mean, it's a thing that I've given a lot of thought to over the years. I find it a very difficult question to answer. One, because I think it's a really profoundly deep question about, you know, I'm not sure I come at it from the point of view of this masculinity idea of, you know, all men need to be the kind of dominant one in the relationship. And, I'm just not sure that's true. I certainly don't think it's true in enough cases. I mean, there's been so many people that I've been married to and dating, and I don't think it could possibly be true in so many cases that all of those issues could have been caused by just that issue in and of itself. However, I do think that all of those people we've discussed, including Scott, have had serious problems. And I think having serious problems and then having somebody, you know, point a camera at those problems and say, make this problem into theater, which is exactly the MO of the Kardashians. The women in the family are all very, very comfortable turning their problems into drama and into storylines and all that kind of stuff. And they're brilliant at it. But is that going to suit everybody? You know, is that going to suit people who, you know, are really kind of screwed up to begin with? I don't think it could be.
I don't know. Okay, maybe masculinity was the wrong word. Maybe it's about power and control more than anything else. Because if you think Scott Disick is a good example, because after he was part of the Kardashian world, you know, the next women he dated were much more vulnerable, much younger than he was. Sophia Richie, and now he's dating Amelia Hamlin, you know, the young, vulnerable. She's eating disorders. We heard the whole thing about her on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Like, I just feel like he likes to now go out with women that he feels more powerful than, that he can control a little bit more. That's what it appears to me.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting. I'm not familiar enough with the dynamics of those relationships to know. But yeah, I think that's possible.
Oh, Ollie, I'm obsessed. I can't love it so much.
What's this divorce going to look like financially?
Oh my God. It's like there's been sort of like corporate mergers that have been worth less money than this. And they're going to be less complicated and have less lawyers. Mm. I mean, they've got such a complicated financial relationship, not least because, I mean, obviously they've got a lot of money. They've got houses that are worth a lot of money. They've got a hell of a lot of land that's worth a hell of a lot of money. You know, if you think about the place in Calabasas, you think about the place in Wyoming. I mean, but also an interesting thing for me about this is that her wealth has done nothing but grow during their marriage, and his wealth has fluctuated. At least if he's to be believed, has fluctuated wildly during the marriage. You know, he's said at times that he's been, you know, verging on bankrupt, that he's had huge debt. And he's also said at times that he's, you know, phenomenally wealthy. So, you know, how you deal with that in terms of who has brought value to their collective wealth and how that will be divided is actually, I think, going to be fascinating.
What do you think is next for her? Do you think she's going to jump into another relationship? Has she got somebody in the wings? Because she seems like one of these women that just, she doesn't end something unless she has something else cooking.
I would guess that what she really wants most at the moment for her image is to be seen as, you know, serious about her criminal justice reform interests, you know, serious about her her attempts to pass the bar. You know, she, and I think that she'll probably spend a while focusing on that, putting the spotlight on that before getting into another big public relationship, I would think.
Thank you so much, Ali Coleman from Page Six. We always like to read you. We always find you over there, and we will do that once again.